2022.
You're a hypocrite.
Accept
there,
the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the chief administrative officer.
Okay, come on up, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Jen Clodius, Senior Management Analyst for the Office of Management and Finance and staff for the Technology Oversight Committee. With me are Jeff Baer, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services, and Paul Scarlett, Director of the Bureau of Development Services. As you know, the TOC is made up by representatives that you've selected. Unfortunately, none of them could be with us today, so you're stuck with city employees only.
All right, you'll do.
Your members are, for Mayor Hales, Dr. Wilfred Pinfold, Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Diana Garcia for Commissioner Fritz, Josh Mitchell for Commissioner Novick, and Mike Lynch for Commissioner Saltzman. We're here to present the Technology Oversight Committee's quarterly report for July through September 2016. So this actually only takes us up to 2 months ago, so there is a gap. This quarter, the TOC only followed one project due to an odd set of timing, but that is the ITAP project. We're going to show you this dashboard, which contains information from the project management staff, the quality assurance contractors, and from the TOC. And Jeff and Paul are going to explain what is and what was.
Okay, please.
Go ahead. So, good morning, Mayor Hales and members of City Council. Jeff Baer for the Bureau of Technology Services. And just want to talk a little bit about some of the work that's been done from the previous report that you see in front of you. And instead of focusing in on what the project had been doing, I'd like to talk a few minutes about what we've been doing the last couple of months in terms of going forward. And today we have, we just completed an external assessment that we had by a local consulting firm that did a project assessment of ITAP, and working with Director Scarlett on this, working together as a co-sponsor approach, we've received the final assessment, and we're working right now on putting forward a go-forward strategy on doing what we're calling a discovery phase of working to, over the next 4, 5, 6 months, we're not quite sure yet, but what work do we need to do in terms of what are we going to do for this project going forward? So, I don't, Paul, if you want to talk about.
Sure, appreciate it, Jeff. We made a determination a couple months ago, given in the report, which shows red in time and budget and so forth, the scope of the project, the complexity. Just to reiterate, we are very focused on completing this project. And in doing so, we evaluated where things were at and some challenges and decided we're going to take a step back and really do an in-depth analysis assessment. And so we conducted a technical assessment and a governance assessment. And we've gotten some really good recommendations, which Jeff alluded to, and plan on implementing and going forward with several of those recommendations. But at this point, we felt it was not feasible, not in the best interest of the city, to continue the ITAP project as is with, and as you know, we did sever ties with the previous vendors. And trying to figure out who do we partner with and what do we do and how do we do it, taking a step back and really diving deeply into where things are at and what's the best arrangement going forward, we felt was the best action to take. And we've received pretty good acknowledgement that that is a good decision. Rather than continue to spend time and money, let's really look at where we can leverage the best efficiencies and make the best interest that will benefit the tenements of the project, which hasn't changed. We're just to increase access to the public and for the customers to allow us to conduct business in a more efficient way. So in short, we are we wish it was further along. It's not, but we acknowledge that, and we feel we have a good plan by having an independent assessment and really looking at what makes the most sense moving forward.
Okay, questions?
So, yeah, just to underscore what was said, the ITAP project is in a full stop mode. We've had this independent assessment. We're reviewing that, and we will be coming forward with a going-forward strategy in the next couple of weeks, which we'll share with all of you.
Thank you. Other questions?
I acknowledge that our quality assurance, Cliff Smith, has been really involved in this analysis and has partnered well with us, and of course acknowledge staff's contribution to all of the work that's been going on. So it's really a well-rounded overview of where things are at.
Good. Other comments that any of you either you have, Jeff? And this is the only project we're looking at today, right?
That's correct. Right. And you'll note on the report that we do have several others coming up. One is the data center relocation project, and also the SAP module, Enterprise Asset Management, that'll be part of the report for the next period.
So is the Technology Oversight Committee going to be involved in the figuring out of what to do next?
Yes. In fact, we took heed from their concerns and responses in where the ITAP project was at. And so we have reported to them about the different assessments occurring and that we would report back on any plans moving forward prior to moving forward. So they're very involved.
And I would just add, they were very instrumental in helping us draft the scope of work for what the engagement was to be.
Yeah, that's because that's what Commissioner Saltzman intended when he set up the committee, was that they would help us with our purchases as well as monitoring how they go.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yep. Anyone sign up to speak on this item?
They both left.
Mayor, I move the report.
Okay. Second.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Can I speak on the topic?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you didn't say
it. Yeah, no, come on up if you want to.
I'll tie two conversations together. I personally believe that our national defense depends on technology. I am sorry that I will switch a little bit. I'm not too sure in the future that, like veterans, that humans will play a lesser role in combat. I talk against Intel, but I must admire Intel for making the computer chips that may go into our Predator aircraft, which can defend our country without having pilots as POWs. They are intelligent. I don't think I could fly an airplane, but a computer chip in a Predator aircraft. In the debate 4 years ago with Mitt Romney, President Obama scored by saying, Romney said something like, we have the lowest Navy since World
Wilkins,
War II.
I do need you to focus on this item.
The issue is, I think technology is important, and just computer chips can think. We need to invest in this. I think Intel does make a great contribution to national defense, and I support technology. I support community colleges. Community colleges repair technology.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Okay. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I know how hard everybody has worked on this project from its initial inception to just trying to make it work. And so I really thank the Bureau of Development Services, all the staff there, and it clearly is now time to say what we purchased is not working out, cannot be made to work. And I appreciate your making that decision, Commissioner, and moving on. Thank you. Aye.
Yes.
Colleagues, we're currently doing a big look at the question of how we organize and support committees, boards, and commissions. And in our form of government, we have all kinds of different and sometimes conflicting standards and rules. And the city is undertaking a process to create some uniform rules, some standard bylaws, making sure that people are supported in their work and get the training they need and the assistance, something that's long overdue. And I just want to acknowledge that the Technology Oversight Committee, which is staffed by, which is composed of citizen volunteers, has got to be among the highest performing bodies that this council has had the honor of launching. And I would not want to miss an opportunity to thank the folks who volunteer their time to do this work. It's really hard. There isn't a lot of glory. But these presentations are among the best that we get on a regular basis. So thanks to the people who volunteer to make this committee work so effectively. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also want to thank the Technology Oversight Committee, and I also want to thank Paul Scarlett and Jeff Baer and employees in the Bureau of Technology Services, Bureau of Development Services, and Office of Management Finance for teaming up to help us figure out what the solution is to this problem right now. Thank you. Aye.
All right.